episode 180. Welcome back to Steel and Nez, presented by Hedge Better. Today is Wednesday, January 22nd, and we are here tonight on a frigid night nonetheless.
Ice cold, and we're still here in studio.
Heat, never heard of it.
Never.
No pain, no gain.
I would do this outside if I could.
Yeah, a lot on the horizon tonight. The Patriots hire Mike Vrabel. We haven't really talked about. I don't think we've been here for that, so breaking news, I guess. Josh McDaniels hired yesterday, according on a Wednesday tonight. And then we have a special guest tonight as a recurring guest, the leader, the grand poobah of the Water Buffalo Club, Buffalo Bills legend, T. Fortin Barnes,
yeah,
joins the boys. It'll be a quick FaceTime phone call here as, you know, her Bills are coming up to play the Kansas City Chiefs in the AFC Championship game. So I, you know, shot her a text. They said, hey, come on real quick and, you know, shoot the breeze here.
Yeah, biggest game of the year. Need some Bills Mafia. Need some Bills Mafia in the pod.
I mean, we'll get into it, but the entire nation should be, you know, all now I'm starting to understand what it was like to not be a Patriots fan during the decades of dominance. Because obviously the Kansas City going for a three-peat, they're obviously the team.
Here. Yeah, oh yeah.
And Buffalo is 0-3 against them in the playoffs, and a lot going on there. National championship, little bit of a stinker, but I think we knew who was going to go, in, you know, who was going to win going into the fight. We'll give you a little wrap on that.
Mm-hmm.
Baseball Hall of Fame, Ichiro Suzuki, along with a couple other guys getting into the hall. Great to see there. A little Bruins-Celtics chatter will mix in as, you know, it's still midway through the season, so nothing too big on that front. But we'll start right now. The Patriots hiring Mike Vrabel. I mean, they had him, Ben Johnson, realistically the only ones they brought in for an interview. They had, you know, Byron Leftwich doing the Rooney Rule there. But, you know, it seems like it. They should have done it last year, but they didn't have the balls to do it. Knockout hire, it just seems like so much bad things happened in the Patriots season this past year that it can only go up from there.
Absolutely. There was no fucking way like anything they did was the right thing as long as it wasn't like running this year back.
Yeah,
like, as long as you tried to do something. And Vrabel, I mean, Vrabel was the obvious choice. Well, one of the obvious choice, if not Jared Mayo, the year before. Like, he was one of the ones in the running.
Yeah, and I definitely wasn't the only one, but I was like, Mike Vrabel, like, this is a like easy last year, this is an easy hire. Obviously, there was something in Gerard Mayo's contract. Kraft couldn't, you know, do the business decision that he did this offseason and just firing him after 1 year. He should have, if he were to do it back, he probably never would have put him in that position. Put Gerard Mayo in an awful position, too. Hasn't even probably been talked to by any NFL teams.
Oh, hopefully, that phone's been silent.
Maybe
been
North
quiet.
Quincy High's got an opening. We'll see about that. Honestly, feel bad for the guy. He was put out in, you know, shithand. That, I mean, you can say what you want about the head coach. You can feel good about Mike Vrabel coming in. But this roster needs some work. This roster was the worst in football this year. If not, you know, top 30, you know, 30, 31, 32, whatever way you want to go about it. But there's a lot more work to do with the New England Patriots.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, if you were to, like, if they did do Vrabel last year, like, we would have, might have got one more win or something like that.
Yeah.
Like, it wouldn't have changed drastically. Like, this was just a bad team this year.
Well,
like,
what I saw this year is they progressively got worse, which is never good for a coaching staff.
Yeah.
Even like the wins and losses, that you're right, it probably would have ended up, you know, four or five wins. But at least, like, the progress of them being in games and not, you know, there was a bunch of games they could have been in this year, but they just lost their way out of in the first half with turnovers and just bad, you know, play design.
Yeah, absolutely.
Patriots going forward have the number 4 pick. Josh McDaniels, shout out Kirk Minahan, got the job done, broke the news first. All of these Patriots beat reporters who are by the team every single day can't even get it, and I just big shout out to Kirk. I'm a Minnesota fan, so you gotta
no and like as the people in there, like, how did you not get that?
I don't get it.
Like,
it
Josh just... McDaniels coming back, like, that's fucking, like, everyone in that building has his phone number, like, has his fucking, like, knows the guy personally.
Yeah.
Like, how does that not, like, just get to you at
and
some
then,
point?
And then you start thinking about it too in terms of, did they really go through the? You look at the Jets. They interviewed probably 7 to 10 coaches for their head coaching position, and then they gave it to Aaron Glenn today. Patriots went through, you know, 2 realistic head coaching interviews, 2 realistic offensive coordinator, you know, interviews. So do they really do their due diligence and, like, go through the process? Definitely not, because they like to stay familiar. I feel like a lot of the owners in the NFL, more importantly, Robert Kraft, is very business-oriented. So you tend to work – in his philosophy, you tend to work better with the familiar people you know. And I get it. Vrabel's not part of the Belichick coaching tree. He just played here, which is a big emphasis that it's like, oh, Chris Hogan played lacrosse. It's one of those things. Like, yeah, we understand it now. He coached at Ohio State. He was under Bill O'Brien in Houston. But I just, you know, they brought back familiar people. And I think McDaniels is going to do really well with Drake May. So.
Yeah, no, I think that should work out perfectly. And, I mean, he's one of the guys, like, he was built to be a coordinator, so I'd love to see it.
Yeah. And the big blowback, too, is you're not going to – I don't think you're going to get too scared that he's going to perform so well where he's going to be looking for head coaching positions from Denver, Indianapolis, Vegas, because everyone knows he can't head coach.
Yeah,
a team.
No, he's locked in now.
But he can be an offensive coordinator like you read about. This whole Brady Breeze, he can only do it with Brady – I mean, I guess that's still out in the open. He did do pretty well in Matt Jones' rookie season. And actually, he did pretty good for what he could get out of a broken Cam Newton back in the COVID year.
Oh, yeah, there isn't fucking... I think him and Drake May could be a very great match.
Yeah, and...
Might be weird in the beginning, just because of how different it is from what Drake May just did. So it might take a few games, you know, sink in. But that's any team with a new coordinator, new coach.
Obviously, like, you look at the offensive line, and that's, like, was the main issue with the offense this year, along with other issues. But, you know, you look at the sexier positions, and, like, are they just going to clean house at the receiver position? Like, is Kayshon Boutte going to be back? Is Jalen Polk a second-round pick, and Javon Baker? I think he was, like, a fifth round. Mm-hmm. Are they even going to get a look, or are they just going to try to, you know, get some veterans and people in the building that actually want to play.
Those rookies, yeah. It's obviously very like it's early to just quit, but like I'm not opposed.
No.
I don't hate the plan at all to just fucking dump that room and just completely retool it.
Yeah, I like DeMario Douglas' game. I mean, the best what you got out of the offense this season was by far the tight end position. Hunter Henry was great. Even Austin Hooper. I'm sure that he's just going to be a one and done guy here, but if they signed him back, I wouldn't be mad about it. I think that'd be good. And, you know, Antonio Gibson basically outplayed Ramondre Stevenson strictly because Stevenson couldn't hang on to the football. So that's a whole other position you have to really dig into because I think Gibson's a free agent. You just signed Stevenson to this deal. Can you really trust him? Can you get anything for him? Probably not at a running back position. So you probably just going to have to hang tough. Hopefully he can hang on to the football.
Yeah, well, he's probably the most out of all those – tough part that is like most likely to like regroup. Like I think he could adjust that and like have a bounce back season. The other ones, it's not even proven they're good.
Yeah,
like,
no,
they're not like trustworthy.
And especially because the offensive line was so poor that, you know, there's so many excuses that you could make for the Patriots how bad they were. But I'm very interested to see what Mike Vrabel's, you know, first course of notable action we'll see, which obviously is hiring Josh McDaniels. But even going further with that, with player personnel, working with Elliot Wolf, because he's obviously staying in the building. So we'll see what happens with the Patriots, and that's my Patriot Minute.
Yeah, well, and he's bringing over Terrell Williams as our defensive coordinator.
Yeah.
And he's from fucking
Detroit. He was
and he was on the Texans team as well.
Yeah, so they have a deep history. I'm pretty sure he was with the Titans, too, at some point.
Titans, I meant to
either
say.
Either way, it's all the same.
But like I said with the Ben Johnson, anyone that has anything to do with the Lions being 15-2, I'm all in. So fucking, yeah. I love that hire.
We'll talk about conference championship Sunday going forward, but what a choke job by the Lions, but tough go.
Jaden Daniels, baby.
Jaden Daniels is the truth, and the truth also, T. Fortin Barnes, we're going to get her on the phone right now, talking about a huge game at Arrowhead this Sunday, AFC championship game, her Buffalo Bills taking on the Kansas City Chiefs. Got her on FaceTime. T. Fortin Barnes, how are we doing today?
Hey, what's going on?
Hi, guys. How are you?
Doing well.
Fantastic.
I feel like we haven't talked to you in a little bit. How's things?
I know. I think it's been a couple of years, hasn't it?
Yeah.
Yes.
Our football team hasn't been relevant for a while, and yours has thrived. So we wanted to give you your due.
Yeah,
you know?
We've been talking hockey at this point of the year.
Well, we can't talk about hockey.
Yeah, that's fair. I have to ask, were you at the Ravens game last, was that Sunday night?
Yeah, Of course I was.
In the frigid nice. Cold against Lamar Jackson, MVP, going up against MVP. Just how was that setting? I mean, I know you've been to a million Buffalo Bills games, but did that separate from any other?
It definitely did. It was definitely a high-level game that just made us happy at the end. Of course, anything could have happened at that game. So it was intense, as you know. Everybody watched it, so it was pretty cool.
What goes into like a beginning tailgate of a Buffalo Bills I mean, I've never been, what they call it, Highmark now? What goes into the big tailgate? Because I know you're doing it.
How was the lot?
Yeah. Burgers.
Well, it was pretty intense. We amped this one up quite a bit this past Sunday. And I don't know if you saw Mac Hollins in his Fred Flintstone costume a week ago.
We did.
Yes,
yep.
Yes.
Yeah, he's funny. Yeah.
So I dressed him in that, by the way.
Wow.
So I gave him the costume. I gave him the hat. I gave him the idea. I didn't tell him what to do with it. I was just hoping he would do what I thought he would do, and he did exactly what I wanted him to do, even more so.
He's had a good season.
Yeah, nice. Yeah. Planted the seed.
Yeah.
I planted the seed. And Mac, I mean, come on. Mac, Fred Flintstone, they're both barefoot wonders. So I'm like, who's better to wear it than Mac? And God, I think every girl in this world was like hot over him wearing that costume. So then from there, this past week for our tailgate, I enlisted our very infamous snow sculpture. That's what we do in Buffalo. We sculpt snow. And he sculpted a 14-foot-high sculpture of Mac in snow. I don't know if you saw that.
Oh, wow. I did not see that.
That went kind of viral too. But he, so we're in the parking lot and this Kia pulls into the parking lot. Out comes Mac in his car barefoot, jumps on top of the carving. And this is like 9:30, 10:30 a.m.
I forgot he's a barefoot guy, right? He doesn't really wear shoes.
Yeah, yeah. He's like about grounding. And
wow.
We love him here.
Yeah.
And he jumped on top of the carving and grabbed one of my guys and said, take a picture. He's like, well, do you want me to use your camera? He goes, no, use your camera and you tweet it out. And that's what happened. So it was, and then it just spiraled from there. So that was just part of our tailgate. And Ryan Fitzpatrick, we gave him a hat on Sunday. He was wearing that. It fits magic.
He ripped his shirt off too on the field, right? He was dancing.
He did. Yep. We knew that was going to happen. Come on, everybody knew that.
Yeah, it sounds like the Ravens really never stood a chance as close as the game was.
Right? I know.
They should never even showed up.
I got to ask, as a Bills fan, going to the season, losing like Diggs, other receivers, Gabe Davis, did you expect them to be, you know, coming this far and getting back to the AFC Championship game?
No.
No.
Nobody did.
No.
Nobody did. Although I'm an eternal optimist, so I thought I was going to win the Super Bowl for the last 20 years.
No, I love that. I just know that you're, you know, big optimist, you know, diehard Bills fan, so I wanted to get your opinion on this.
Yeah. Yep. So, but this year, as the year progressed and each game outcome, and after Josh did many of the things Josh does great, it just has led us into where we are today, believing like, oh my God, this could be the team. Does every team need a superstar on their team? I don't know. I'm liking the way they believe this team is the way it is, that everyone eats and everybody's a superstar on the team. Are they MVPs of the team? No, but you know what? When you have a whole team that treats each other like everyone's an MVP, I think that goes a long way, as opposed to a superstar wide receiver like Stefan, who always wanted the ball. And now I think it throws other teams off a little bit. And that the coverage of our team is a little bit mysterious because you don't know who's going to shine each week.
For sure. I mean, Josh Allen's turned into a superstar, but like James Cook's had a great year. The bunch of receivers, Shakir's really turned things on. Their defense has played well.
Exactly.
I have to ask, because you guys have dominated them in the regular season, but come postseason, haven't been too lucky, and in Arrowhead against Kansas City, just thoughts going into that environment.
I think what my personal feeling about this is going into this, I went to that 13-second game in Kansas City.
Oh boy.
I was never going to go to Arrowhead ever in my entire life.
Well, I love and that I you got, did. You're not afraid. No fear.
I know. And I got convinced Monday morning. I'm like, maybe I should go. And I have every game I've gone to this year, they've won. The only two games I have not gone to are the games they lost.
So you got you have to go.
You have to.
I feel like I need right? Even though it cost me, you know, an arm and a leg. But I feel like Josh has this mature level to him that we have not seen yet. And I think his mindset right now, and not only on the field but off the field, he's got a much secure life and his newly engaged relationship. But by the way, I also think, and this is just me,
ooh,
my ESP
rumor,
I think Tom Brady has something to do with this, by the way.
Of course he does. He's the greatest.
Of course he does. Could he be cheering for the Bills? Well, he's got to be cheering for the Bills.
He's definitely cheering for the Bills.
Right?
Yep, definitely.
Yeah, 100%.
And same with Gronk. By the way, I put Gronk into the Water Buffalo,
Club. Oh, yeah,
nice.
I saw that.
That's a big pickup.
He must have been goofy and great.
I know.
Yeah.
You know, Gronk was great when I gave him that hat. But I feel, and Tom Brady, I know, adores, I don't know if that's the right word, adores Tom, Josh.
Yeah.
I think they have this sort of like off-field relationship, and I feel like Tom maybe got in his ear a little bit because he's acting more like Tom. He's more of a leader on the field. He is on the sideline yelling and screaming when we're down. He's just being like Tom. And
leader of men, yeah.
Yeah, he has that mentality. Yep. Like, I'm the leader of this team. Let's go. We can do this. Let's win. So I feel like he is at that point where he can take it to the next level.
Yeah. That's
so thank you, Boston.
Yeah, very welcome, always.
Whatever it takes, honestly. If we can do anything to help the Bills win, because we were talking before the show here, and we were like, Buffalo, it literally has the nation behind their back right now, because the Kansas City is what the Patriots used to be, and everyone wanted the Patriots to lose, and now it's Kansas City, and now everyone's on. Buffalo has a lot of pressure coming on here, because they're out 0-3 against Kansas City. They're going on the road. Taylor Swift, I'm sure, is going to be there. Who's the Taylor Swift of the Buffalo Bills, you know, crew?
Well, it would be Josh's fiance, who we call Mr. and Mrs. Buffalo. And
oh, I love that.
Yeah, I mean, and I love her because she is so, she doesn't want to be front and center and look at me and look at my outfit and look at my shoes and boots as I walk into the stadium. That's not her. This team is so Buffalo, you know, they're not walking into the stadium with sunglasses on and with necklaces down their neck. They're, you know, Josh is like, go Bills. You know, it's just
blue collar. Love it.
Blue collar. How can you not love him? How can you not love the team? And nothing against Kansas City and what they've done, because they're a wonderful team and a great coach. But, I think it's time for a change.
I think
so
too.
Let's go Buffalo.
I agree. I'm going to be rooting hard for Buffalo. I'm not going to lie to you. I have to say, we did last time we talked, I remember you told me who your second favorite team was, and I don't want to look ahead, but it could be a Buffalo-Philadelphia Super Bowl.
You have a good memory.
Yes.
And I am cringing over that because I have so many great friends from Philadelphia, best friends, I must say. And my sister and I were talking today. I'm like, if it's that match, I don't even know if I can talk to them for 2 weeks. but I said to her, I said, you know, they have nothing to lose. They already won a Super Bowl, what, 3-4 years ago? And Buffalo is their second team. So they have that to cheer for. And this, let's hope this is Buffalo's year. I'm sorry. If Buffalo's made for New Orleans, come on. Did you see the snow in New Orleans yesterday?
Yep, they know what's coming. Let's go.
You know what? We planted that, you know, like, let's go. Come on. And somebody sent me a picture of, like, somebody took a picture of Bourbon Street and the snow, and somebody had written out Go Bills on Bourbon Street. So, you know, I hope and I pray. I mean, it's been an incredible year, and it's a highlight reel year. And let's just, you know, will it be Philadelphia? Will it be Washington? Will it be KC? I don't know. If it's Buffalo, Washington, I think that would be my preference.
Let me throw another hypothetical at you. Would you rather get to the Super Bowl and lose it, or lose this weekend? Because I know you guys lost four in a row. You guys, would you rather get to the Super Bowl and know that you're going to lose, or would you rather lose this weekend?
No, I want to go to the Super Bowl.
Go to the Super Bowl. Okay.
Yes, absolutely. Go to the Super Bowl.
That's worth knowing the knowledge.
No, yeah, no, and I agree with that entirely about it, because, like, get the win in Arrowhead. Like,
yeah, no, I
get
think
the Chiefs out of my face for ever.
Exactly.
It's like when the Sox beat the Yanks. It like, that was basically the
no,
World
yeah,
Series,
no, yeah. Win the next one, like, cool, like, whatever, yeah.
Yeah. Oh my God. Definitely. Let's get. I can't take any more of Taylor Swift. Put it that way.
I can't either. I agree with you.
Yeah, that sucked. And then they like put her beside like Miss Mahomes or whatever her name is.
Yeah.
Like, it just got even worse. It just got even worse.
Don't get me started with his brother either.
That too.
T, before we let you go, I need a. I know you're. You know. You're going to say Bills, but what is the score prediction so I can hammer it on FanDuel?
37-24, Buffalo.
Ooh.
Bang.
High-scoring game. I like that.
No hesitation. Yeah. Love it.
I think
Keon Coleman, watch for
ooh.
Him.
Florida State alum. He's a Miami guy, so.
I'll let it slide this week. I'll let it slide this week. Everything's fine. I hope he goes off.
Hey, by the way, you didn't ask me where my hat was.
What? Oh, yeah. Where is it?
Well, that's why I have my sweatshirt on and my earrings on. I don't know if you can see those. I have my hat on. But I'm in Florida right now, and my girlfriend took all my luggage with her so she can go to Kansas City with it for me on Saturday. So I forgot the hat in Florida.
Hey, it's on its way to the game. It's its way to its
that's
game.
That's all that matters.
All that matters.
Beautiful.
Florida to Kansas City. Back to Buffalo. What a weekend for you. Hopefully you come out on top. T, thanks so much for joining the show. Always appreciate you coming on.
Yeah, and thanks for your support, guys. I appreciate it.
All the time.
Absolutely.
Let's go, Buffalo.
Yeah, let's go. Go Bills.
Go Bills.
Yep. Thank you.
All right, thanks, guys.
Yep, thanks. Have a good one.
Okay.
Let's go Buffalo.
I mean, if that didn't hype you up for Buffalo, you know, playing in a win or go home game Sunday in Arrowhead with probably the refs all on Kansas City's side here. I don't know how you know, like she said too, with Josh Allen, the maturity. Tom Brady is adoring Josh Allen, according to T. Ford Barnes. Adoring.
That's how you win. Get on Tom Brady's good
you
shot.
You read the recipe.
Yeah.
Tyler Bass was great in the win the other night kicking. I feel like it's going to be that, like, it's some type of game where they need to get out early to a good lead. They need to ground and pound, because if you've seen the season all year, Josh Allen, he's made throws when he had to, but this is a run-based team. They, including Josh Allen, they'll run right down your throat. James Cook over 1,000 yards. That's how they win the game. They've got to get out to a good early lead. And then you know it's going to come down to, what'd you say, like 37-24? I don't know. I think it's going to be a one-score game where one of these quarterbacks makes a play.
Yeah, and he's been doing it all year, but has to keep it up, obviously. Josh Allen, and not reverting to like previous Josh Allen where he was just a absolute like gimme for a pick.
Yeah,
like once a game, like he's got a no turnovers.
And on the other side, Kansas City's been very shaky all year, but you know they're going to bring their game come Sunday when it comes to Sunday night. You know, everyone watching, they played good last week against a good, you know, a pretty good Houston team. And, you know, their defense has probably been one of the better all year. I mean, I don't think Kansas City scored over 30 points once during the regular season, and they still got, you know, two actual losses, but one real loss.
No, and like long before like the Mahomes, Kelsey, and like dynasty era, like fucking, it's hard to win an Arrowhead.
No,
that's been since the 70s. You know what I mean? That's a tough place to play.
I'm trying to think. I know it was regular season, but was that Buffalo KC game in the regular season in was it in Kansas City?
I'm not sure, but I don't Arrowhead and whenever that game was in Arrowhead. this Sunday in January. No, not the same place.
Yeah, it was in Buffalo. I just wanted to see. But this is gonna be a different environment. I'm actually glad. Like, I liked the, you know, snow and stuff at the games this week, but it made a huge difference. Like, let's be real, it made a huge difference. I think the LA game too, that made a huge difference in that game. Philadelphia, obviously, we'll get to them, but I see the weather for both games this week. It's like mid-30s and sunny. I think that's exactly what you want.
Oh yeah, that's football weather. Yeah. This time of year, you expect that. You don't want the 4 degrees in the snow.
No, and that's what happened in the Buffalo game. And honestly, that didn't matter for that game, but the Philadelphia game, I think, really made a difference.
Yeah, like if you're not ready for like mid-30s, then like you should have lost in the regular season. Yeah. Like you shouldn't be fucking playing this time of year.
But we'll make our picks going forward. So Buffalo on the road at Kansas City. Everything is, for me, is going to say, let's go Buffalo. But I can't do it. I can't. Kansas City at home. You have a chance for a three-peat. They're actually pretty healthy right now. Josh Allen has had a great season, don't get me wrong. But they should have probably lost last game. Baltimore shoot themselves in the foot with turnovers, dropping, you know, that two-point conversion. They're just brutal stuff.
Her hat's already on the way, man.
Yeah.
Let's go Buffalo.
Yeah. I want Buffalo too. But I got Kansas City winning 27-20.
31-28 field goal. Bills changed their entire history around.
That would be great. We'll get into the games from last week a little bit. We just had to throw out the predictions there. Divisional round was quite a round. Wild card was a little bit of a sleeper, but Kansas City came out, got the job done against a hungry Houston team. Trying to remember that game. Travis Kelce finally woke up. He had over 117 yards. And it just seemed like from start to finish they were eventually going to win that game.
Yeah, that was one of the games, like, you see the score, it kind of deceives you a little.
Yeah, because it was close the entire time.
Yeah, but, like, the Texans weren't going to win.
No, they weren't. That game. I'm trying to remember exactly what happened. It's been a little bit now. But the one I watched from beginning and end was Washington-Detroit. And Washington played their best game of the year by far. Detroit, again, another team that puked on themselves. Jared Goff, a pick in the end zone.
Yep.
Turnovers, fumbles. Washington, Jaden Daniels is clearly the truth. Clearly the best quarterback in this rookie class right now.
Oh, yeah, nailed that one. Yeah, that's not even close.
Terry McLaurin has been one of the best receivers in football this year. Probably the most underrated. He's been sensational. The running game's been great. And how about, you know, the free agent signings of Dante Fowler and Bobby Wagner. They've completely turned that defense around. Dan Quinn's got that team playing.
Oh yeah, Bobby Wagner looks like Legion of Boom era. Like,
it's exciting. Playing. You have going into this championship Sunday, you have a Cinderella team in Washington, and they fully out deserved it. They clearly deserve to be the number one team in the NFC. Sucks for Detroit. That's another team in terms of, you know, Buffalo trying to win a championship that they're going to have to wait another year, and they lose both coordinators.
Yeah, their defense was so hurt, and then just, like, Goff puked on himself in that game too, and it was just – that offense was too much
for them. They couldn't get off the field on third down, and every fourth down that game was crazy because both coaches are just known for, you know, fourth and short. It's just like, let's go. And it happened for both sides. I think Washington – didn't get the first one, but all year they've been number one in fourth down conversions, and they kept getting fourth down after fourth down. I thought at one point it was eventually going to, you know, be a closer game, but Washington pulled away at the end. Got to give them credit.
Absolutely.
Sunday's games, L.A., like I said, huge difference in the snow and the wind. You know, you can say we want this as football, but, you know, I don't think L.A. is really built for that. I get they're a West Coast team, so that's easy to say, but you know, Matt Stafford, all those, you know, Puka Nacua, don't get me wrong, he's a killer. But on the defensive side, they had no answer for Saquon Barkley. Once again, 200 yards. He's the best player in the league. I don't understand why, like, in an MVP race that, like, anyone besides a quarterback is just, like, not there.
Yep. And the run defense. I mean, Saquon, like, they gave up a 44-yard run to Hurts for a touchdown, too. That was the first touchdown of the game.
He had two. He had a 70-yarder and he had a 60-yarder. Barkley, he did the same thing during the regular season. But when he went to Philadelphia this year, and this isn't just me, but he is the most dominant running back I've seen since Adrian Peterson. Like, he is full, above everyone else. Him and I'll give Derrick Henry too because he's a beast.
Yeah.
But he is the reason why where Philadelphia is today. They're in the NFC Championship game. They're favored by basically a touchdown. You know, going into it, favored to go into the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And it's because of Saquon Barkley.
And with that offensive line and that offense, I don't know how. Like, I didn't know he'd have this type of year. I didn't know that, but. Some people thought he was, like, cooked and was going to suck, and it was like, dude, how on earth, like, how could you fucking think that? I was like, this team can run the ball with anybody.
Yeah.
He couldn't run the ball because he was on a shitty team with a shitty quarterback, and they just hawked him the entire game.
Yeah, that's why they had their problems last year. Jalen Hurts is good, but you need to put people around him, and they didn't really have a good running game last year outside of him.
Yeah.
So if he wasn't, you know, hitting his receivers, I mean, A.J. Brown is double cover wherever he goes. And Devonta Smith had off year last year, but they're back. They're ready to go. The defense is playing well. Out of the four teams left, I think Philly's got the best D, playing great.
And so. You could see when it was kind of like midway through the season, I think, where A.J. Brown, he was getting kind of pissed off the offense.
Yeah.
And then Saquon, like, really turned it up, and you, like, stopped hearing those things.
Yeah.
Because he got it then.
Because he's like, yeah.
It was like, this is like, we're going to win. Like, this dude is just going to fucking,
I'm the captain now.
Yeah,
for sure. And then the heater,
reading a book.
Yeah, the heater of the night we were just talking about, the big Buffalo game against Baltimore. Baltimore shoots themselves, you know, the entire Lamar in the first quarter overthrows the receiver, interception, you know, a tough fumble there. And then when it comes down to the fourth quarter, feel bad Mark Andrews, but he was all just completely threw up on himself everywhere in that fourth quarter.
Yeah.
That fumble when he had a wide open lane on the right side chooses to
that was run a hell of a punch, though. That was a hell of a punch.
It was a hell of a play. And then I mean, it's a one play. It's a 2-point conversion. You should have never even been in that position to begin with. But you got to catch that ball, man.
Oh,
you
got to catch that. I could not believe if you told me someone on the Ravens would fucking bug and absolutely like blow the game. Mark Andrews would have been like my last pick.
Yeah,
that guy's been reliable in the league. Yeah, like he's been a solid player. And that was, I mean, I think Romo said it. He was like, he catches that 9,999 times. Yeah, whatever.
I get what you're saying. Yeah, it's tough to see because Baltimore was my Super Bowl pick to represent the AFC, but not going to happen now. And now you have to root for Buffalo. I just don't like it because I want Buffalo to win, but I don't think they're going to. And that just makes for chaos, which I kind of like chaos, so why not?
Yeah, quit being a pussy.
Yeah.
Fucking pick the Bills.
Bet some money. Kansas City, they have them at -2 right now. I said 27-20. So I like that going in. The other side, Washington going into Philly, seems like a matchup that no one expected. It's an NFC East, you know, you would think the NFC going into the season, you're like, all right, two NFC East teams are going to go in the NFC Championship game. It's going to be Philly and Dallas. You would never think it's Washington.
NFC Beast, baby.
That's why I think it's so impressive. The thought they were in the same position outside of like a Terry McLaurin and a couple other receivers than the Patriots.
Yeah.
Oh, basically. Yeah. And they did well with drafting. They did well with free agents. I mean, don't get me wrong, where Chad Ryland missed field goal from having Jaden Daniels. And,
yeah.
But I mean,
I'm amazed. I like Drake May.
Yeah, I like Drake May. I like Drake May.
Still would have been cool.
So going in Sunday, 3:00, Washington, you know, has a chance to shock the world, but I'm just going to go out and say the best player on the planet right now is Saquon Barkley, and he's going to give it to you. I got Philly by like 14 points here. I think it could be a potential blowout. They're going to get ahead early. They're going to play good defense. They're going to really test Jaden Daniels. They're not going to play too much zone coverage. I think, you know, a lot is going to depend on if Jaden Daniels can step up in late moments, and I don't even know if it's going to come to that because I just think the ground and pound between 1 and 26 is a lot.
I agree with your result, and the Eagles will pull it off. I disagree in you thinking potential blowout. I think Jaden Daniels and them are going to come to play. Chip on their shoulder. They're the underdogs. They have been in every game so far.
Yeah.
They just lit up a team that was going all the way, presumably.
Yeah, that's right.
Like, they're on fire right now, and I think they keep it going. I think the only reason they're going to lose is because the running attack of Philly keeps the offense off the field so much. Yeah. They aren't able to score.
That's where Fonsoon, I think he's going to have to take some chances, and those rookies, Cooper DeJean and those guys in the back, will make some big plays.
Because, I mean, Daniels has like 5 comeback wins this year already. Like, yeah. He's got the 2-minute, like, he can do it.
I'm going like 31, I'll go 31-21. I think it'll be a 10-point. 31-21. Philly.
24-21. 24-21. They're low scoring because they keep running it.
Yeah. So, I mean, I won Washington-Buffalo, but I'm just like, I think Philly-Kansas City is going to, it's going to be a rematch again.
I fucking hate Philly and Kansas City. Like, yeah. It's an absolute, that would be such a fucking win for me. Like, I would literally be like, I don't even give a shit.
Yeah. Going into Washington the Super Bowl. Buffalo?
Yeah, like, yeah. I'd be like, Washington-Buffalo, like, we all win.
Yeah. That'd be great.
Outside of those cities, like as an unbiased fan, like fuck it.
Who would you root for if Washington got against Buffalo? That's a tough one.
I think I'd have to ride with my boy Jaden Daniels.
I think you do. I think you have to.
And against the AFC East team. Like I think that's like how it would work.
Because they both, I was doing it the other, Washington won in 91 and that's it.
But I would not like, yeah. Like when the Chiefs win, I'm like, ugh, like I'm like pissed. Like yeah. I would like, if I pick Washington and like Buffalo wins, not going to be that mad as a fan. Money, obviously, changes factors, but...
Yeah. I think just the goal out of the four is not to have Kansas City in, but that's just being a hater. I mean, you got to appreciate greatness where it's happening.
No. Whether you don't like appreciate it, you root for the field.
That's what all Jets fans have been saying the last...
Yeah, with them
years.
Now, so yeah. Don't fuck it.
We are not them. We are not them.
We're not them. We're not them.
We have things to look back at.
Yes, this is
and that's true.
That isn't Joe Namath, but respect to Joe Namath.
Yeah, so it should be a great slate coming on Sunday at you. We're now going to hop into a Magic Mike Minute. He's not here tonight. I want him to break the news. Magic, yeah. I don't know. My phone's bugging. All right, I'm not calling my mom. That'd be tough.
Sick.
Yeah. Yeah, Magic said he wasn't coming in tonight. He's in Florida. I don't know what else. I'll just give him a call. We don't need a FaceTime this time.
Hi, you've reached Michael Medeiros.
Oh,
maybe you got to call him twice. Is he a twice guy?
Yes.
Yeah, he's a twice guy.
I think my phone's like that if it's from the other end. I'm not sure, though.
It's all good.
Ooh, what's up?
Magic
oh,
Mike,
there
got,
he is.
You got good reception?
Decent. I'm on the highway right now.
What highway? What interstate?
I'm on the way to Fort Myers, picking up a new soul to come join in Naples.
That a boy. What new soul?
My uncle.
Oh, that a boy.
Love to hear it, my friend.
Shout out Uncle Bobby.
Uncle Bobby, what's going on, dude? What you got?
Not much. Just chilling in the sun, even though it hasn't been sunny in a few days, but had a beautiful ride down. I was at the White House last Wednesday.
Let's go.
Did a nice 12-hour stint from the White House straight all the way to Orlando.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Cracking Eden Miles, smoking cigs like you read about, 6 days lit. Absolutely.
Let's go.
Can't coach that.
Can't coach that. Pack and a half that day. That was a beautiful day.
T. Fortin Barnes is down in Tampa right now. Maybe you should go get a cocktail with her, or a non-alcoholic cocktail.
Yeah, I mean, I let intern Andrew know I touched down in Florida. I said I'm inside of Florida. Decent chance I'll end up in Tampa. Wish I was still in the playoffs.
Oh yeah, tough.
Yeah,
tough
hey,
break.
It was on to next year.
What the hell is T doing down in Tampa? Buffalo's got a big game this week.
She's vacationing a little bit, and then she's going to take a flight up to Kansas City. She's going the game.
Yeah, sure. Her hat, she didn't have the hat on. It was literally on the way there.
That's electric.
No, she's crushing it. Don't
yeah. yeah, don't hate on T. Yeah.
I'm sad I missed out. She's a goat.
Yeah.
Done. Actually, I didn't even bring this up, but when we had Charlie Moore on a couple of weeks ago, me and Steele obviously don't fish, but we had to lie saying we fish, and like you're the only one who fishes. That we were bummed you didn't make it.
If you want to say I fish, sure.
Well, I mean, you have fished.
I have gone. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I've fished, dude.
But we don't fish.
I could have used that episode. I could maybe I'll be a fisher down here.
Love that.
Yeah, no, you should. Yeah, you could have had a lot of questions going.
Yeah.
It's cold as ice up here, so, I mean, you're 50 degrees fine.
Looking for work right now, seeing if I can get a become a pool boy, you know, the umbrella beach chair guy down at the beach. I got my rods are in a couple. My hooks are in a couple fish right now.
Yeah,
Playing the field.
How about a security at a strip? What do you think?
Strip club?
Yeah.
Yeah, I haven't even looked into that. Maybe I could finally get my dream up of the strip club announced.
That would be great. I'd sign up for that.
This is what it was always leading to, Magic. This is what everything has been gearing towards.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's been good up here. Sorry you guys got hit with some snow. So did Florida, apparently.
Yeah, don't be sorry.
Yeah, no, it's just cold.
I'm not cold.
Not even a little sorry.
Wait, is Anton with you? Is he in, like, trunk?
Oh, I don't got Anton, but there's talks of him coming down in March. We'll see if I make it to London. I'll keep calling in every week to give the progress report.
You'll make it.
Love that.
You'll make
Love
it. Believe.
That. Yeah, you got this. Believe.
As of right now, though, I will, no matter what, be back by the Super Bowl, so I can at least come on the week after the Super Bowl to talk. I got to come back to do something.
Looking forward to it.
Okay.
Do you got Buffalo winning this weekend against Kansas City?
Definitely got Buffalo winning. I have been watching the games. I was disgusted.
Wow.
Detroit losing was terrible. Sham.
I love seeing Jaden Daniels and Washington move on. I'll say that.
They look good. Yeah. I would have liked it to be them versus the Rams. Also upset with the Rams.
Oh, yeah. You were big LA guys, as you should be, you know, putting on for our nation with the wildfires going on.
I thought they might have had that.
Yep.
And fuck Philly forever.
Yeah. It was the snow.
Baltimore dropping that 2-point conversion. I'm happy they did, but Jesus, that was terrible.
Yeah, not a highlight reel play for sure.
I'm not going to compare that to you striking out bases loaded in the championship game in slow pitch softball, but it's up there.
It's up there with Curry getting thrown out at home. No,
oh yeah, no, like I think that's like 1A, 1B. Yeah, you're right there. Yeah, for sure.
But I'm good matchups this week.
Oh, Kansas, yeah, for sure.
Kansas City can't win. That's about my only request.
Yeah, the field.
Everyone else I'm happy with.
What's your wet dream Super Bowl matchup?
Washington, Buffalo.
Yeah, I mean that is the consensus.
Buffalo,
yeah.
Philly, Buffalo just has to win. I think either NFC teams I'm pretty fine with. They're both gonna be electric, and Philly's always fucking scumbags, so.
Yeah, I hate Philly. Not worse than Kansas City, but I don't
know. Do you think you guys have Buffalo winning, or are you
Yes.
not on?
I have Kansas City winning, but I want Buffalo to win, if that helps.
I've had enough of you picking the right. For once, pick the right choice.
Let him appreciate his greatness.
Just
dude.
Believe in something. That's what you're saying. Yeah.
I'm saying that. That's exactly what I'm saying. Believe in Lord Vishnu. Since I've spoken chicken fish. It sounds so fucking terribly bad, and you want to know what I'm doing? I'm buying more.
I love that for you. I'm proud.
But, yeah, very excited for Kendrick's Super Bowl performance.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Yeah.
It's going to be right in your wheelhouse. What about Lil Wayne being pissed that he's not on?
I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, okay, that's fair.
Jokes.
Yeah.
I don't care. Kendrick's the king. Going to be a big – just hope we get the right teams in there.
Yep.
I'm very excited for this. What, both games Sunday?
Yes. Both games Sunday, 3 o'clock and like 6:40 or some
shit.
Yeah,
like when the other one ends, basically.
I'll be watching. I'll be watching with the old timers down at the pool.
Hell
Love
yeah.
Love that.
Magic.
That's about all I got. I'm glad you guys called.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Love you, bro.
Boys, my friend. Good luck, buddy.
Yeah. Love you too, boys.
Peace.
Rip. Love you. Let it rip.
Magic Mike. He did it.
Down south, baby.
Down south, Florida.
It snowed on his ride down there. No coincidence.
Yeah, no coincidence at all. That's hilarious. We have friends in Charleston, and they were sending pictures with snow and the, you know, those trees, the palm trees.
Yeah.
So I'm like, this is nuts. Crazy. Imagine not being prepared for snow, like a Texas or something, they must just like close down for a week.
They do, yeah. Yeah, there's no salt. There's no like plows. Like, I mean, like other than like
yeah, like we had snow Sunday night. I woke up Monday morning. All the roads were already cleared.
Yeah,
and we got probably a good 4 to 6, which like if you're not cleaning that up, it's gonna be hanging.
But here, when at that time comes, like fucking like 1 in 3 trucks in the entire state have a fucking plow on.
Yeah,
they just get it done.
Tough go.
Yeah,
not working today.
Yeah.
Fuck that. Speaking of fuck that, Ohio State wins the national championship 34-23 in a pretty uneventful. There hasn't been a real eventful national championship game in a long time, since like the Bama days. But Ohio State wins Notre Dame. Notre Dame goes down the field, scores real quick, and then it was basically Ohio State throughout the rest of the game.
But then it started to look like they might choke it away.
Yeah.
That did happen.
Yeah, but it was more of a tee. It was like a little flirt.
If they didn't hit that bomb to Jeremiah Smith.
How about that bomb?
And the ice it. How about that
bomb shank in that 30-yarder?
No, that was tough.
that was the ice on the cake.
That was very legitimately, like, they didn't know what to do because, like they never even considered him missing that. You know what I mean? Like, it was like, why didn't they go for it? Like, some people online. And it was like, they didn't go for it because they wanted the points, and they never even considered him missing that kick.
Yeah, that Jeremiah Smith is going to be the next big thing, like Marvin Harrison 2.0. Yeah,
no, he is the big thing. Yeah. Like, he just absolutely, like, he is.
Yeah. Well, he's like, I think he's like 17, 18 years, like he's his true freshman,
freshman, yeah.
Yeah, so that's my point of, he probably has 2 more years, and he'll be like a top 5 pick.
Oh, yeah, and there was a tweet during the game. They were like, last year, high school kids were trying to stop him, and I was like, fuck. I was like, that's so true.
I'll give Will Howard credit. He might have played himself onto like an NFL team.
He looked incredibly good.
Because he can run. He even saw him kind of looking at coverages different in that, like, I don't know, normally you're just pressing X or Y, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah. And then like the first half, the first drive, and then the second half for most of it, Leonard looked good and had Notre Dame, but he took like a quarter half off.
Yeah. I just don't.
That's where it kind of got ugly for
you. Do you like the 12-team playoff? Because I think it's one of those things where I don't think it completely worked out this year, but you got to give them more time.
There's nothing that is ever going to be done that eliminates blowouts from college football playoff games.
Yeah.
You can overthink it. You can do as much as you want. That will never change. No. You are always going to get a Ohio State or a Bama or a Georgia. Like, there was a 4-team playoff. Georgia won the championship game 63-7, dude.
Yeah.
Like, there's nothing you can do.
my thing that kind of takes away from it, which is change, which not everyone likes change, but that now the regular season doesn't count. Like, you know what I mean? Like, Ohio State wins the national championship, and they lost to Michigan in the big game. They lost to Oregon. You know, any other year, they wouldn't have had a chance to win.
You're going to the big guns. Arizona State.
Yeah, Arizona
State. What did it do for them?
I mean, it got him in.
Almost beat Texas.
Yeah, so that's
on the
side. That was
the best game of the entire thing.
Like, and if you were going to go old school, remember what, like, the top two teams going to the national championship? It would have been Texas versus Oregon. Like, is that an acceptable game? I think it is.
No.
No?
Oregon at no point this year was ever actually going to win the national
title. But they were undefeated.
If you thought that, you were dumb.
No, I mean, but
if they played Texas in that championship, Texas would have won by 20.
You think? Yeah.
There is absolutely 0% chance Dylan Gabriel and that Oregon team were winning. Yeah.
So overrated. There was no prayer. Crazy.
I couldn't believe they beat Ohio State.
Well, I'll give Ohio State credit, though. They, like, put everything behind them and basically whooped every team they played, right? They had Oregon. Who were they playing in the first round? They beat them pretty good, too.
Tennessee, I think.
Tennessee, Oregon. Then they beat Texas in the semi, yeah, that was almost the championship itself, the Texas against Ohio State.
Yeah.
They took care of business. You look at the score, 34-23 doesn't look that bad, but I did think it was worse than the score.
Yeah. I mean, they fought back.
They did. And that Riley Leonard certainly, I don't think, is going to play his way onto too many NFL squads, but hell of a competitor.
Yeah.
Yeah. Another guy, Jaden Green, is it Greathouse? He's unbelievable.
Yeah, he's a stud.
All playoff against SMU, like, he's a stud. Unbelievable. He had 128 yards, 2 TDs in that game. Seems like that guy's going to be a potential NFL star.
Yep. Fighting Irish. Open up next season against Miami.
Oh, wow.
Buckle up.
Buckle up.
I think it's 160 days away.
Oh, good transition, too, because your boy Carson Beck, former Georgia quarterback, signs with the U.
Yep.
Just to be with his little boo thing, apparently.
8-4, baby. Can't wait.
8-4? At least you're calling it now. I mean, they don't really play
no,
that.
No, you will not be able to beat me if the U has a bad year next year. Like Carson Beck, I've talked more shit about him than fucking anyone else.
I thought about it.
I will ride with him all year if they do good.
When I was texting you about that last week, I thought of the name Brad Kaya.
Yeah.
And I remember going into his senior year, they had mock drafts of him going number one in the draft. And I think he lasted on the Lions practice squad for a year.
I think he was fucking.
He was almost the number
second
one
second on fucking Miami by the end of that fucking season.
The number one. Look how dumb these people are. It's crazy.
Yeah, well, that was ridiculously dumb. I'm not defending that, but it is tough. Fucking.
You know what else is tough? College football. There's only 3 football games left until September. That count.
Dark times.
Dark times is right, but. I don't know. Hopefully we get Buffalo in there, right?
Yeah. Even darker if Kansas City wins, exactly.
Yeah. Have to hop on because we're baseball guys. Not too much on the forefront, like Anthony Santander signs with the Blue Jays. Not too much on the Sox or Yanks. But Ichiro Suzuki, CC Sabathia, first ballot Hall of Famers, and 10th and final year, thank God, Billy Wagner gets in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, great class. 3 studs.
Yeah, 3 studs is right. I'm still like kind of like I think the steroid guy. There's got to be a point where the steroid guys just start getting in. Because like Manny, like seeing Manny Ramirez and Alex Rodriguez only get like 30% of the vote is fucking wild.
Every year, every year, Andrew Jones doesn't make it. The dude like Ryan Spader, who does all the like weird stats, starts throwing out the Andrew Jones stats. And Andrew Jones, like statistical fact, is like basically Willie Mays. Like it's like the exact same fucking thing. Willie Mays hit more home runs. That's like it. Like it's unbelievable. Insane. Like and he's trying to fight in too. So hopefully he gets it next year. But the class is amazing. Guy who didn't vote for Ichiro, probably the same guy who didn't vote for Jeter, has to be that cunt.
And Griffey, right? There was one with Griffey, too.
Griffey had like 3, which is 3, even more fucked.
Which is nuts.
But Jeter and Ichiro both off with 1. Not the biggest. I mean, it just would have been cool because they both should have been fucking 100.
Yeah, shout out Dustin Pedroia. Stays on the ballot after his first year. I think he had 14%.
Shout out Ben Zobrist for being on the fucking thing, dude.
No, you see some crazy people. You should see the... You should see the list for next
Dallas
year.
Dallas Baptist, baby.
The list for next year is wild of, like, how much losers. Like, they had Gio Gonzalez on the list. They had, like, I would have to, like, have it in front of my face. But a bunch of guys who are, like, very mid. I'm like, how is this guy on the list?
Yeah, no, there was some.
I think there will be, unless Andrew Jones gets in, there will be 0 next year.
It's very possible. Yeah. He stands a chance.
I remember that one year that guy didn't even vote for 1 person.
Yeah, that guy, like, get the fuck out of here, dude.
Yeah, you don't deserve a vote if you don't vote for 1 person.
You're that much of a fucking hardo, man. Like, dude, like, pick 1, dude.
Oh, Jesus.
That's a reliever or something, like a Bobby Abreu or something. Like, someone deserves a fucking vote, man.
I don't know, though. Like, Roger Clemens, Barrett, I get these guys did steroids, but you have to characterize would they've been a Hall of Famer without the steroids. And if the answer is yes, they should be in the Hall of
Famer. Yes, and Bonds and Clemens would be first
ballot. Alex Rodriguez, Manny Ramirez.
They're a bit more like, they might have had a little more to do with that. Like,
A-Rod hit just about 700 home runs. Manny, you have a little bit better case for, but I just thought he had the sweetest swing.
But
I guess that doesn't count for everything.
Clemens had like 4 Cy Youngs before he took steroids, and then won like 2 more after 40.
It's like
40.
7.
Right?
Yeah. Crazy. No, those are.
Like, they should have just been it anyway.
Yeah, Barry Bonds, no doubt, the best hitter of our generation. Roger Clemens is right there for pitchers. I mean, talk about Justin Verlander, too. He's going on his 44-year-old season, he just signed with San Fran.
So sick. That guy fucked off. And he's just like literally as far away from me as he can be.
Oh, yeah. He got on like the Zoom call to like the press conference or whatever, and it said, what's his wife's name?
Kate Upton.
Yeah, it just said Kate Upton on the Zoom because he was like using her Zoom.
Nice.
And everyone was like laughing about it. He's like, yeah, dude, I'll switch the name right now. Like, all right, pal.
Yeah, it's okay, dude.
Yeah.
We see. We know.
Bruins, Celtics. Celtics won by 40 last night against the Warriors. Tatum and Brown didn't even look at Steve Kerr. I don't even think that should still be a thing. I think that's like over with. But they're just getting bored, man. Like they, everyone's complaining. They're like 31-13. Like that's. I get you don't want to lose to. I don't know who they lose the other day. It was bad. Atlanta. You don't want to lose. You know these teams, but I mean they're just playing to get better. You know, as a team and focus getting healthy towards April because that's where they're going to be. They're 6.5 games out right now. Cleveland's having a great year record-wise.
Shout out to Cleveland. Honestly, yeah. As much as I hate Cleveland, as everyone knows, like I thought they would be back down to normal a lot earlier than right now.
Yeah, no, they're playing really like, good
they
basketball.
They still play that good. They look really fucking good now.
But, like, still, Celtics in, like, five. Like,
completely agree. Yeah, taking nothing away.
But it'll be interesting to see because I think the Celtics, as good as they are, need to add another piece or two on the bench because they don't even need that because they have that much talent. But I think you could use a couple more guys because I don't know Jaden Springer, those like you have the starters and then Al, Pritchard and Hauser and then who else after that?
Yeah,
like, Cade is getting minutes, but like, is there someone you could get who's you know, has more experience than that guy going in the postseason? Do you get another shooter where, you know, maybe you don't want Al Horford sitting at the three for 30 minutes a night? I get he's a center, but he shoots threes.
Yeah. Cade is one of those guys that's tough because when he comes in and he's, like, in there against the second team, it's, like, good.
Yeah.
Like, he's, like, doing pretty good out there, but then, like, the switch happens or, like, someone gets into foul trouble and then he's playing the actual minutes versus, like,
oh, he gets
the
shit
starters
on. He
and
gets
it gets
shit
ugly.
On.
Yeah, it gets ugly then.
It's like when a... It's like when a backup plays like with the ones in football.
Yeah.
Like a backup quarterback. Like that. That's how it goes.
Yeah.
Clearly a physical specimen, though. Yeah, no complaints with the Celtics, though. I don't think anyone who's like making a deal of these losses. Let me pull it up right now. Yeah, so they're 6.5 back. I was right. 30-13. You know, Knicks are 2 games behind them. I think as long as you get a top 2 seed, I will say that is kind of important because, I don't know, 6 seed could be pretty hot. And you want... You own at least home court until the East. If we lose home court to the Cleveland Cavaliers, I'll be cool with that.
Especially because I'm not entirely sure we'd see them.
Yeah, no, who knows?
Like the way it would play out, you know what I mean? Like because they'd probably have to go through like the Bucks or the Knicks to get to us.
Yeah, no, that's like, what it that's what it says right now. Season ended today, and all the favorite teams won. Milwaukee would play Cleveland in the second round, and then you go on the other side. It seems like it's Oklahoma City's year to at least get to the finals. Down year for the West. Denver's hasn't been healthy. I mean, the fucking Houston Rockets are number 2 seed. I get Ime Udoka's this great coach, but come on. Let's get real. Golden State sitting 21-21. Seems like their days are behind them. It just seems like it could be the Celtics' year again, but it's a whole wait-and-see game. I love how Joe Mazzulla doesn't flinch. The game against Atlanta the other night? Some pushing and shoving with Trae Young and other guys, and Tatum and Brown, they all started pushing too. And you just saw Joe Mazzulla just like on camera being like, yes, yes, yes.
Yeah, yeah, count
like,
him.
That guy's a psycho, dude. Like, and that's not even, like, he's not even trying to, like, pull this thing. Like, that's just who he is.
No, that's absolutely him. Like, if the wrong player, like, and one of those things like came that way, like he would just judo fucking flip him in a fucking heartbeat. You know what I mean?
No, that's the guy. I thought things couldn't get worse when Ime Udoka left, and it was probably the best thing to happen to this team.
He
has shown out. There is no question he would be a head coach somewhere else right now if that never happened.
Oh yeah, no,
absolutely. No question. Not saying they're not. They probably still would have won a title with Udoka, but and Udoka was a good coach too.
Yeah.
Transitioning on into, you know, let's see a team right now that's struggling. They're up and down. They won the other night. They lost to Ottawa in overtime. Sitting right here on a Wednesday night, losing to one of the top teams in the East in the Devils. The Bruins are kind of in disarray.
Kinda.
Yeah.
But they've stayed afloat.
They're battling. I will say they're battling, but it seems like they're... The deadline's coming up. There's a lot of rumors about who's going to go, who's going to stay. Everyone has a no-trade clause besides, like, a couple. I couldn't even name them out, like, right now. There's been a lot of talk about moving Marchand, considering he could definitely help a team, and this team wants to get younger. But I think they already are pretty young.
No, they mostly are. They just they need the players to step up a bit.
Yeah, like Charlie Coyle, Morgan Geeky, like those are veterans, Elias Lindholm. But, you know, Patra, you have, you know, guys on defense who have been here a while, but still kind of younger players. Well, Mason Loride, definitely a young player.
Yeah,
he looks like he's 15.
Brand new, yeah.
And then Swayman played great the other night against, was that Ottawa? They ended up losing in overtime. He had like 40-something saves. So he hasn't, I don't think, been the issue.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They lost 6-5.
Was it 6-5?
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. I need to get with the program. No, let me go to the game log. I know game log doesn't matter, but yeah, 44 saves, 45 saves. Not 39 saves, 43 saves, 40 saves. I mean, I guess 5 goals isn't good in a game, so let's scratch that one out. But the Tampa game, the Florida game, he stepped up for this team to win.
No, he didn't. That was coming off a 6-game losing streak for the team. And to beat those two teams of all teams is very important.
No, this is positive you'll see from me with the Bruins because I'm trying to make a dime look like a dollar. And it's just not going well.
Yeah.
It seems like they're going to have to make – are they going to be sellers at the deadline? Are they going to be buyers? I think they're going to be sellers because I don't know, man. If they make the playoffs, like who are they going to beat? And they're probably going to play, you know, Washington's had a great year so far. They would play them. Or, you know, Florida, I think, is the number one team in our division, Atlantic. So you'd pick them against Florida. And all these teams that are building up, who have been building up, who have been losers for years, are finally getting, you know, to that stage of postseason contention.
We're in the same spot.
And we're in the same spot. Because we've been there. I think they've only not made the playoffs 1 year in the last at least 20. So then you have right now games in hand, Ottawa, Montreal are tied with you for the wild card spot. Then you got the Blue Jackets. The Rangers are, you know, playing better hockey, 6-1-3 in the last 10 games. Just seems like there's a lot of competition coming
up. It does look better, though, because it was like the standings were like the same.
No,
but we had like we were a little higher up, but we had like 4 games in hand on all the teams. So that's evened out now. So now it's like we're like actually tied kind of.
But I looked at the schedule and it goes back to that like in a second. Like, let's see what – they play like 5 games in the next like 7 days, which is like wild. Yeah, so they play tonight Wednesday. They play tomorrow night in Ottawa. They play Colorado at home and then back to Tuesday and Thursday. Yeah, so they're playing almost every other day.
Mm-hmm.
Tough stretch coming up too besides Buffalo. I mean, Winnipeg, Colorado is always a good team. And they have New York who's hot. So, I mean, they got their work cut out for them. We'll see how that goes.
Yeah. Believe.
Definitely feeling better about the Buffalo Bills than the Boston Bruins right now.
Well, one's in the fucking AFC Championship. You should.
That's fair. Any good TV lately before we wrap up here?
Finally started Squid Game Season 2, like so far. Just fucking got into it.
What episode?
Only in 3. That'll be the next step post-pod.
Oh, wow. Good stuff.
But figured I had to do it because I didn't know they filmed it like back-to-back. Like season 3 comes out in like 2 months.
Yeah, which is sick.
No, that is. Yeah, I didn't know that, just, though. But then I was like, oh, shit, I got to get on this thing.
Yeah, I won't be spoiler, but when they vote and the final vote comes and you see the guy's face, you know what I'm talking about?
Okay, all right. Actively watching here.
But you, if 3 episodes in, you caught up. That's when it really switches. So leave it there. And then the finale of it was really good, too. I'll leave it there. I'm watching Severance. New season 2 came out, Apple TV.
That's on the to-do list. I think it's very good. I haven't seen it.
McKay there. Is it Adam McKay? Crazy stuff. I mean, it's basically these guys have 2 different lives. They don't remember when they go to work. And then when they get out, they don't, like, it seems like they just woke up. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like it's something with they put something in their brains.
Dissociative, like
and it's like
some big word for it.
It's like a sci-fi thriller. It's I'm 3 episodes in and it's pretty good.
Sounds up my alley.
Keep going. Yeah, it's good stuff. We'll close there, but just want to give a big shout out to the law offices of Patrick J. Foley, located at 265 Willard Street, Quincy, Massachusetts. If you're looking for legal representation with real estate closings, or just you're trying to meet a good guy to help you out. Patrick J. Foley's your guy. Episode 180 in the books. Tonight is Wednesday, January 22nd.
Yep.
Presented by Hedgebetter. We'll see you next time.
Absolutely. Let's go, Buffalo.
Let's go, Buffalo. But
fucking ass. Oh, brilliant.